But look, got some guests on the phone who are just going to guide us through. We're going to start with Professor Colin Talbot. He's a professor of government at the University of Manchester. Good evening, Colin.
How are you, sir?
Colin, could you just guide our listeners through what are the options facing Parliament? Because I think people are rightly confused about all the different options that could be available to MPs.
Yeah, I don't blame them for being confused. There are so many moving parts in this, it's difficult to keep track of it. Firstly, just to clarify the timetable, although it's only the 9th of August, there's actually only about 4 weeks of parliamentary time left for Parliament to do anything. Parliament's now on its summer recess. MPs come back at the beginning of September for about a week. Then they go into recess again for 3 weeks for the party conference season. So they won't be back in Parliament until the beginning of October. So there's the 1 week at the beginning of September and then about 3 weeks, slightly more, in October for them to do anything. So the timetable is important to remember in all of this. Secondly, there's basically three ways that MPs could do something about this. One is they could try and amend any legislation that the government brings forward related to Brexit during those 4 parliamentary weeks. Although the government at the moment is saying it's not actually going to bring forward any fresh legislation.
So they're going to try and head that off.
There's 5 bills waiting to be put forward. They're saying they can postpone those until after we've actually left and put them through. So that would stymie any attempt to amend legislation. The second thing that could happen is, as you've already mentioned, Parliament could attempt to seize control again, the way they did earlier this year in March, of the parliamentary timetable, because normally the government has almost total control over what gets debated in the House of Commons chamber. So they could attempt to do that again. Again, the government seems to be saying it's going to take measures to try and stop that happening because there are various procedural ways they can try and put a block on that. The third, which you've again mentioned, is the only one which they can't really put a block on, which is if Jeremy Corbyn puts down a vote of no confidence under the terms of the Fixed Term Parliament Act. If he does that when Parliament comes back on the 3rd of September, it has to be debated the following day, so 4th of September. Mm-hmm. If it was passed, that then triggers a process which could lead to a general election at the earliest, being the 25th of October, or it could lead to the formation of a new government, although that's very untried territory. Nobody knows exactly how that would work.
Okay, Colin, can I just talk with it? Interesting, yep. This date, the 25th of October, I hadn't heard that date because what a lot of people are saying that is actually they're saying that the 1st of November might be the date that they call a general election.
The 25th is the earliest feasible that the election could be called for, it, assuming everything went through in terms of the vote of no confidence, and then there's a 14-day period before the fixed term parliament says that we have to have a general election. So the 25th would be the earliest if that all went straight through. However, the Prime Minister has a certain amount of latitude in deciding on what the date of the election would be, in the sense that he goes to advise the Queen on the best date for the general election. Now, all the rumours coming out of Whitehall at the moment is that if we get to that point, Boris Johnson will go to the Queen and advise her to proclaim, to make the proclamation for a general election on the 1st of November, Friday the 1st of November, which would be the day after we came out, formally came out of the EU. One important constitutional point about this is that Boris Johnson goes and advises the Queen. She doesn't necessarily have to take his advice.
Right. But it would be quite a big step for her to sort of run counter to her Prime Minister on such a contentious issue.
Well, it would be normally, but if Boris Johnson's lost a vote of no confidence in the House of Commons and therefore no longer commands the confidence of the House, if he's failed to get a new fresh vote of confidence through in 14 days, which is the grace period that he's first vote. And he then goes to the Queen and says, my recommendation is that we have a general election after we've left the European Union. That would raise a really serious constitutional crisis. So the Queen would take advice from Mark Sedwill, who you've already mentioned, yeah, who's the Cabinet Secretary, her own principal private secretary, and the Prime Minister's private secretary, the three people who are sometimes known as the Golden Triangle, who would actually advise the Queen on what the best constitutional thing to do would be in those circumstances. And it's entirely possible they would say, call the general election earlier than the 1st of November. But as you say, that would risk dragging the Queen into politics.
Well, and that's certainly... Colin, we're just about to head up to the news headlines, but very quickly, you're obviously an expert on all of these issues. What are your waters telling you? What's in your gut is going to happen very quickly?
I think Parliament will find some way of passing a motion to force, first of all, to force an extension of Article 50 beyond the 31st of October, because I think it would be a disaster. Even if we were going to try and get a deal, we can't do it by the 31st of October. To crash out without a deal would be a disaster. So I think Parliament will find a way if the majority of MPs who say they want to stop no deal Brexit actually act on that.
Well, we may have a repeat of what we had in March then. So Professor Colin Talbot, Professor of Government at the University of Manchester, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to me, Aisha Hazarika, in for Andrew Pearce this evening on LBC. The time is now 17 minutes past six, and it's time for the news headlines with Lisa Aziz.